Teishu can't to do this. The Gemara in Sukkah Chavav says like this. Tanurbanu, holchei drachim b'yoyim p'tur min asukkah b'yoyim v'chayavim b'layla. Holchei drachim b'layla p'tur min asukkah b'layla v'chayavim b'yoyim. Says a p'tur of holchei drachim. It means if a person is holach b'derech and it's difficult for him to have a sukkah, he's potter from sukkah. He's potter from making a sukkah. So what's the start of the p'tur? So Rashi and Tais both say, "D'chsev basukas teishu kein yeshivas beisai." There's a p'tur of teishu kein taduru. There's a p'tur that you're not mechuyev. Tais says, "Shekshim shadam beveisai ena nimna belotis l'darach." Just like a person is not meshubet to stay in his house. If he has a business trip or whatever, he goes on it. So memela is not nimna. So teishu kein taduru is the same thing. By the sukkah, he's not nimna from going. So even if he's not going to have a sukkah where he's going, he's not mechuyev to go. Rav Moshe has a shaila about a trip. Maybe it's only if you have a hechrich to go, not for fun. But Akupon, this is the first p'tur. This is where you find the p'tur of Teishu Kein Tadur. It's brought down. It's also in Chazon Ish that there was someone in Bnei Brak that the imam didn't go out of the sukkah at all for anything. They had minyanim in the sukkah, and they had learning in the... And the Maestro Chazon Ish said that it could be he's not being Mekayim Teishu Kein Tadur, because in his house, don't do that. So why, Vasepis, here he should do that. This is that tour, the din of Teishu Kein Tadur. There's another Gemara, because we have to hold Cheshvin. There's another Gemara, Tanur Rabbana. Shoyim Reginois Upardesim. So a guy's watching Agina Upardes. Turin, Bain Bayom Bevelai, he's Potter Gansen from Sukkah. You know, he's sitting out there in the fields, watching the field. He doesn't have to make himself a Sukkah to go to sleep, to eat, or anything. In fact, the Gemara Velav, the Sukkah Yahatsan Velay, so why? Enchanami, Ahocha Bederech can't bring with him a Sukkah, but this guy's sitting there in the field, watching, so let him build a Sukkah over there. So here's a Machloikas. Abai Omar Teishvu Kein Taduru. Abai says it's not Teishu Kein Taduru. Why not? Zok Rashi, because he's not going to have karma k'sasais over there. He's not going to be comfortable. He can't bring in a bed and geshmak zach, and the guy's camping out there in the middle of the field, and he's watching over. So Mela, he's not going to be able to bring himself pillows and blankets and geshmak zach, and therefore he's popped off Teishu Kein Taduru. Rava says no, a different heter, a different p'tur. Pirtz akar laganov, because if he sits and makes himself a sukkah over there, everyone's going to know, well, why is this guy watching? Obviously there's some expensive stuff there, and Mimela, he's going to call over the ganovim, it's going to lose his protection on the field. My binayik binayik, the kaminta carry the peri, that he could watch some of it even in the sukkah. So Kaponim, this is the second Gemara. So this is the machleik Zabayim Rava. So let's get close. So Abaye said, Abayim machleik Zabayim Rava, by Shermaginis who pardesim, if there's a p'tur of Teishvu Kein Taduru. Abaye says that Teishvu Kein Taduru, Pata Shermaginis who pardesim, because he can't live there, real dira with karmic sasleis. And Rava says, no, it's a different p'tur of Pirtzakari Laganov. So Tosfos speaks out of Parshat Zach. Tosfos says, why did Rava not say like Abaye? Why did Rava not say like Abaye? Does Rava not hold of Teishu Kein Taduru? Rava doesn't hold of this p'tur? So Tosfos says, Rava holds of the p'tur. What's my raya that Rava holds of this p'tur? Because there's a brisa later. Lav mishum de lesli la Rava drasha de Teishu Kein Taduru. The brisa he lekamon bepirkin. Because it's a brisa. Rava can't argue on a brisa. So what's the brisa that Tosfos brings down? It's a brisa two blot later. The brisa says, "Tanu Rabbanu, Teishvu Kein Taduru mikan omru kol shivas hayomim oisa adam sukasay kva ubeisay arai." You're supposed to make your sukkah kavua in your house arai. Keitzad hayu lakelim noy milon l'sukkah matzois noyis milon l'sukkah oichav v'shoyis matayal b'sukkah umeshanim b'sukkah. You're supposed to do everything in the sukkah. So that's a brisa zok teizus. It's a mafurish brisa Teishvu Kein Taduru. Okay, we have the cheshbon. The Tosfos says that Rav also holds Teishvu Kein Taduru, and he brings a brisa from Tublat later that explains that the mitzvah of sukkah is Teishvu Kein Taduru. So what's the Parsha Kash on Tosfos? Parsha Kash on Tosfos is, why does this have to bring a brisa from Tublat later? Tosfos should have just brought the Gemara right before this. It's also a brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Holchei Drachim Bayom, Pturim Bayom. And Tosfos himself says that the Ptur of Holchei Drachim is not Teishvu Kein Taduru. So if you want to say that Rava holds of Teishu Kein Taduru, Tais doesn't have to bring a brisa from Tublat later. Let me tell you, bring the Gemara right here that says Mefurish Holchei Drachim is Potter, and that Ptur is Alt Teishu Kein Taduru. Oh, now Stam Derech Agav, if you hold of Teishu Kein Taduru, why does he argue on Abaye? Derech Agav. Why is he arguing on Abaye? Abaye says that the Torah Shem Aginus is off Teshuva Kentaduru. So he argues on Abaye because what's Abaye's whole Torah? That this guy is Teshuva Kentaduru. He's Potter because he can't have pillows there. But the guy doesn't have pillows there the whole year anyway. He never has pillows there. He's living there the whole year in a tent. He's camping out the whole year. Now all of a sudden, Sukkis, he's Potter because he can't bring in his pillows. And he never has pillows there. So that's the Chiddush of Abaye. So Rava doesn't hold to that shtickle. But he holds of the Torah Teshuva Kentaduru. But the only har on Taisvis is, all right, why did Taisvis bring a Braitha all the way from Tublat later? Taisvis brought up and up from Holchei Jochen Peturim. This is the Aron Taisvis. More than that, Taisvis also brings the Petur of... Taisvis also brings V'chei Mitztair, the Patrul El Min HaSukkah, Hainu Mitteshu Kentaduru. The Taisvis also says that Mitztair is Patrul from Teshu Kentaduru. In that Taisvis, by Holchei Jochen, Taisvis says that Mitztair is also Patrul at Teshu Kentaduru. Now who says Mitztair, who's the Baal Memra that Mitztair is Patrul Min HaSukkah? So you look in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's Rava. Rava says that Mitztair is Patrul Min HaSukkah at Teshu Kentaduru. So his Taisvis is looking for a Raya that Rava holds of Teshu Kentaduru, let Taisvis bring from Rava himself that says Mitztair is Patrul. So this is the Kash on Taisvis. So L'chaira, to Miyash of Taisvis, we have to explain a little bit the Ikar Din of Teshu Kentaduru. L'chaira, we find that there's two ifanim of the din of Teshuva Kentaduru. That there's a brisa later that the brisa says this brisa Tais brings. Tanabana Teshuva Kentaduru mikan amru kol shavas yamim oisa adam sukasa kva ubeisay arai. And he says, what are you supposed to do? Bring your nice kalim in and everything like that. You're supposed to be metayel basuka, umeshanim basuka. You're supposed to do everything in the sukkah. I mean that the Torah is being magged there. That the etzem tzura of the mitzvah of sukkah is teishvu keintaduru. That's the etzem tzura of the mitzvah. The Zahara, the Rambam also, the Rambam says, Ketzad he mitzvah sa yeshiva basukkah, she'oicha v'shoisei brings this whole braisa. V'chol shivas ha-yomim, oisadam es beisa arves sukkah se'kvah, she'nema basukkah teishvu shivas yomim. So, the shaila is, there's one diakil marshal on the braisa. First of all these things, if you don't do them in the sukkah, you're not over anything. I mean, so why is this, the braisa shtang, like this is the tzur of the mitzvah with all these things, metayel and mishanin, and bringing in your nice kalim? I mean, that's not real chayr what you're mechayv to do in the sukkah. What's the yisoy that the Gemara is saying over here? And more than that, chayr, the Gemara says over here, I saw ha'ara, and it says, beisa arai v'sukasekva. Who cares beisa arai? The point is, you eat and sleep in the sukkah and do the stuff in the sukkah. Beis could also be kavua. I mean, the point, where does Beis Arai come in? And L'chaira found that Taka makes the nafkamina lalacha, this thing about Beis Arai, because Prima Gadim brings down, right in the beginning of Tafresh Lamites, that you're supposed to cover all the tables in your house normally. Every Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're supposed to have tablecloths on all the tables in your house. So the Prima Gadim says that on Sukkot you should not cover the tables in the house, only the tables in the sukkah, because Beis Arai. State that Beis is supposed to be Arai. If you're going to cover the tables in your house, so Lamaisa, you're making that the Beis is also Kavua. So to steer it to this din of Beis Arai, it's not just, you know, a Hashkafa thing. You're supposed to make a Sukkasa Kavua. La Halacha state that there's a din, you're not supposed to make Beis Kavua. Prima Gadim says, I mean, Lamaisa, so it seems like nowadays, I think I saw in the Chayot, others that they say we do cover it, but it says, he says in the Mishpat Zav, in the beginning of Tafresh Lishamet Tes, I know, your Abba Roy, Shaloy Ladab, no. And he says, because of, so the word is that the etzem tzura of the mitzvah of sukkah is that a person's supposed to make that the b'makayim, that the sukkah is his makom dira. That's the etzem tzur of the mitzvah. The tzur of the mitzvah is that the sukkah is supposed to be your makom dira. And the taitcha of that mitzvah is, we learn that out from Teshuva Kentaduru, that it's supposed to be your makom dira. Your ikar makom dira is supposed to be the sukkah. Akadekach, that forget if you're making your bais a makom dir, that could be a problem. You're not supposed to make a bais a makom dir at all. And l'chayr, there are certain things that if a person is also l'mashal, let's say there's a halacha that if you can't sleep in the sukkah, if you make a sukkah in a place that you can't sleep in the sukkah, Magen Avraham says, let's say you make it in the street, and by nighttime you're afraid, you can't sleep there. So if you make your sukkah in a makom that you can't sleep there, then you're not even makayim achila there. You're not makayim, it's not a sukkah. Why? Because l'chayr a sukkah has to be a makom dira. It has to be a makom roi l'dira. Not just certain ma'isim that you have to do in a sukkah. This thing of teshuva kandira also touches up what the sukkah is. The sukkah has to be a makom dira. If it's not going to be a makom dira, then you're not makayim b'chal the teshuva kandira.
What does it mean that you can't sleep there? You can sleep there. You are not interested in sleeping there, but that doesn't make it not roi to live there.
No, it's not really little of it, because if you sleep, you're afraid of Ganavim, I'm going to be mazik you.
So that doesn't make it that
that's what it means. So it means you've been building a sukkah in a place that you're not comfortable sleeping there. So it's not a makom dira for you.
So then anybody who lives in a dangerous neighborhood...
Oh, so that's a shayla. They talk about that. They talk about that.
Restaurant,
no, but it's roy for sleeping beds.
We're going to sleep on a
park bench. Nope. I'm saying this is the halacha. Lemaisa, the Chayodim says that it's pretty hard to find such a thing, because what's a big deal? You could hire someone to watch the outside of the sukkah, theoretically.
Yeah, cover it.
Right. I mean, it's hard to find a case. I'm saying, but the Soda Din of the Magen Avraham is, everyone agrees to that, that if the sukkah is not roy for all Tashmishim, it's on a sukkah b'chlal, because it's a din that you're supposed to make, that the sukkah is the makom dira. I was just thinking, one zach, maybe even a chiddush according to that, that yesterday, Rabbi Smith spoke out the famous Minchas Chinuch Zvart. Minchas Chinuch says that if a person sits in a sukkah gzula, so memela, it's a mitzvah baba avera. Zakta Minchas Chinuch, even though it's a mitzvah baba avera, means you're not makayim the mitzvah of sukkah, but you're not mevata, you have no bittul asay either, because you weren't oichel chutz la sukkah. You didn't eat outside the sukkah, so you can't say you get points upstairs because you didn't eat in the sukkah. You didn't get a mitzvah, but you can't say you're mevatel the asay either. A mevatel the mitzvah of sukkah, because the bitul asay of sukkah is when you're eating chutz l'sukkah. So everyone asks on Minchas Chinuch, well, the point is that once you eat, you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah, and l'chayra, you are being mevatel the asay if you're not mekayim the mitzvah. I'm thinking that according to the Rambam, according to this nekuda, l'chayra, the bitul asay of eating outside the sukkah is like this. The Rambam Shtalzavek and the Braisa Shtalzavek, you're supposed to make your ikam makom dira the sukkah. Then he says like this, and that's halacha hey. Halacha vav, he says, oichel meshoysim v'yishenim basukkah, v'osor lachol suda chutz l'sukkah. And you're not allowed to sleep, only you're not allowed to eat achilas kva out of the sukkah, and you're not allowed to sleep shinas aray out of the sukkah. So what's the Rambam saying with those things, with that? L'chayra, he's saying, even though the mitzvah is to make that yomakom dira and bring in your nice matzois noise and mitayel and everything in the sukkah, but if you do that outside the sukkah, you're not mevatel l'asei. Why? Because those things are not kavua dekazachin. So if you're mitayel outside, you're not making that the outside is your kvias. You're not living in your sukkah, but you're not making that something else is your makom kvias. But l'chayra, if a person sleeps outside his sukkah, so he's making now that place that he's sleeping, that let's say he sleeps in his house, he's making that his bais is kavua. So the bitul asay, the reason it's also to do those specific things, eating and sleeping out of the sukkah, is because by sleeping and eating out of the sukkah, you're making that you have a different kvias other than the sukkah. You're making that you have a different kvias other than the sukkah. It's not just like an iser. You're shtelling avek keneged the brayse. The Torah says teishu that the sukkah should be kavua and the bais should be arai. If you're sitting, unless you're sleeping in your car, you're eating in your car. So pshat is you're making that that makom is your kvias now. You have a different makom kvias other than the sukkah. That's not shayach by the other things, only by achila and shina. So it could be that the pshat is the whole bitul asay is as much as you're making that there's something else kavua other than the sukkah. So in the case of the Minchas Chinuch, if a person's eating in the sukkah, he's not makayim l'asei. So you can't say there's a bitul asei either. Because the whole bitul asei is making the bais kavua, making something else other than the sukkah kavua. If here, I'm making my kviyas in the sukkah, I wasn't makayim the mitzvah, but you can't say I was mevatel l'asei. The bitul asei is when you're going keneged this thing of she'a sukkasa kavua beisei arai. So, but that's the etzem tzur of the mitzvah. This din of teshuva can do is the etzem tzur of the mitzvah. So, l'chayr, there's certain p'turim in sukkah that we learn out, let's say, that from Teishu Kentaduru, there's certain Pturim from the mitzvah that if you can't, if by sitting in the sukkah, you're not going to be able to be making it like your bias. There's no mitzvah to sit in such a sukkah like that. So let's say, let's assume for now, let's say like a mitztayer. So mitztayer, if you wouldn't sit in your house like this, so what's the point of sitting in the sukkah if you're being mitztayer? L'chaira, the whole point of sitting in the sukkah is to make it that this is your makom kvius, this is your bias. If by sitting in there you're not doing that anyway, you're taka potter. So there's one din in Teishu Kentadur that we learned that since the tzur of the mitzvah is to make a yeshiva in the sukkah, make a kavua, just that's the mitzvah. So Mele, if you're not going to be doing that, you're potter. Oh. But l'chaira, there's another din in Teishu Kentaduru, a tzveta din lagamri, that there's a ptur, that Tosis says, by Holchei Drachim. Then what's the pshat? Holchei Drachim, if he finds a sukkah, he could sit there. But the pshat is, there's a ptur. Just like in your house, you wouldn't be, we're not matriach you to stay in the house the whole day, so we're not matriach you to stay in the sukkah. You're allowed to go outside of the sukkah also. So it's a ptur, In the chiv, it's a ptur that you don't have to go to the sukkah. You're not mechuyev to go to the sukkah. It's a ptur on the chiv. So if I would say it like this, I would say there's two dinim teishu can do it. One is that you're only mechuyev as much as you would be in your house. So you're not mechuyev to go more than in your house. If it's a tircha to go to the sukkah, or you want to go on a trip or whatever it is, there's a ptur teishu can do it because there's a ptur in the chiv, in the obligation to go to the sukkah. There's another din that in the chefts of the yeshiva, if the yeshiva itself is not going to be a yeshiva, which is Teishu Kentadur the yeshiva, your potter that yeshiva is potter from potter min asukah. So just to bring it out, l'moshal, there's a big nafkamina lahalacha even. The Bekor Yaakov says lahalacha. You know, we know that if a person's mitztayer, or if it's raining, let's assume, and he sits in the sukkah, he's a bracha levatal. You're not allowed to make a bracha. Why? Because it's not a yeshiva sukkah b'chlal. So what are you making a bracha leishiva sukkah? You're potter from the sukkah. What you're sitting in the sukkah is not a yeshiva sukkah at all. So you're potter. And forget it, it's nikra hedyot. It says you're not supposed to do that. Right? But let's say it's a big tircha for me. There's a halacha. Let's say the lights go out. So I can't eat in my sukkah. And now I have to bring all my food to go take it to my friend's sukkah next door. You're potter because it's a big tircha. We're not machayev you to go. Or let's say it started raining, you brought all your food inside, now it dried up, you want to bring it all outside. It's a tircha, you're not machayev to go bring your meal back and forth. Let's say you decided to go to your friend's sukkah when your lights went out. So are you called nikra hedyot on that? Are you allowed to make a bracha of leishiv in his sukkah? Well, you're a potter. Teishu came to do it, you're not machayev to go there. So do you make a bracha on such a thing?
You're ready to be
matriach.
No, but you don't see it as a matriach.
You do see it as a tircha, but
how do you define a tircha? How do you define a tircha?
Tircha means
stops me or matriach.
People will go shopping and lug home bags and bags and cartons full of stuff because they want the food.
The tircha means it's a tircha. It's a difficult thing. It's kind of difficult for me, but I love the mitzvah, so I'm going to do it anyway. But it's a tircha, so I'm betz and potter. I'm potter. I'm doing with nimishur sadin.
In chakras, I'm. I don't
that's not a ptur in chakras, but this is a ptur in sukkah of tircha. So lemaisa.
Is it tircha in the sukkah or tircha getting?
Oh, so it's lachar. It's only a tircha getting to the sukkah.
So,
but it's the same ptur of teishu kentaduru. All these pturim all from teishu kentaduru. Mitztayer teishu kentaduru going to the sukkah when it's a tircha teishu kentaduru.
But zok to get there. But once you're there, there's no tircha.
So this is what the Bekor Yaakov says. Bekor Yaakov says that avad in a case where the lights go out or it's a tircha to go back and forth. Avad, if you did it, he says it's like garden if you drink water in the sukkah. You're not mechuyev too, but you're going. You're sitting in the sukkah now. You're not mechuyev. So that ptur of teishu kentaduru zakte Bekor Yaakov is not nikar hedyud if you do that. Forkeret, lefnei mishur hasadin. You could do that. And forkeret, you should make a bracha of leishiv basukkah if you do that. It's the same, learned that from the same din of teishu kentaduru because it's a tzveta halacha. There's one din teishu kentaduru that's a ptur in the chiv. You're not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah more than you would sit in your house. Okay, but I want to. So maybe I could go drink in the sukkah, I could go to matriach and bring my stuff to another sukkah, or whatever it is. All those pturim are pturim in the yeshiva sukkah. Are pturim in the chiv to go to the sukkah. But a pturim at stair, let's say, where there's a ptur in the etzim cheftza of the of the yeshiva, so that's not a yeshiva sukkah. The tzur of the yeshiva is teishu kein taduru. You're supposed to make your bais, the yeshiva in the sukkah is supposed to be like the yeshiva in the bais. If when I'm sitting in the sukkah, I'm not going to be sitting in the sukkah like I sit in my bais, so it's not a cheftz of yeshiva sukkah b'chlal. So it's, you can't sit, make a bracha on that.
I think that's not machmas the tour. That's felt in the
right. That's what I'm saying. It's not a tour in the mitzvah. The pshat is that that's why the yeah exactly. It's not a tour. The vart is that it's not a yeshiva sukkah. That's mamish the point. So that's why you can't make a bracha on that. L'moshel, l'chor is a nafkamina also.
Problem in Miami. I promise you don't. You wouldn't sit in your house with 95% humidity.
Without air conditioning.
Yeah, you wouldn't sit there. So if you go out in the sukkah, your mom is stamish. You're not. Your mom is. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah.
There.
You definitely wouldn't sleep there.
There's a shear, but there's a shear, Lmaisa. For kur, there's a shear for cold. It has to freeze your food. So I don't know what the shear for heat is. Spoiler, I don't know what the shear is. It doesn't say anywhere a shear.
Lmaisa, no one would ever move into
there's a shear for rain also. We'll see that in a minute. But like this. Oh, Lmaisa, by choyla, there's a patur of choyla. So chora is a machoikis in the poiskim. What's the halacha by choyla if he's not going to feel better outside the sukkah? He's a chayla, but being in the sukkah and the sukkah doesn't make a difference. So Mishabur says he's chayv to go in the sukkah, but the Bikur Yankov and the Pesach Frank brings down it's been daik in the taz. Maybe that you are chayv. You're potter anyway. So it seems like the shayla would be invited like this. That he's learning. Mishabur is learning that it's potter teishu kentaduru. So Mishabur is learning that the teishu kentaduru is in the yeshiva sukkah. He's saying he's not sitting in the sukkah. He wouldn't sit in his house if he could feel better somewhere else. So it's a patur in the yeshiva sukkah. So Mamela, if he's not going to feel better anywhere else, so he's what's he going to do? I mean, he's sick. He doesn't feel well. So if he's going to be sick in his house, he's going to stay in his house. He's not going to feel better going somewhere else. So Mamela, the chetz of the yeshiva will be the chetz of the yeshiva. So if he's not going to feel better, he should stay in the sukkah. Mashenkin, the Taz says that the whole patur of chayla is because it's hard for him to go into the sukkah. It means that the patur is in the tircha. So Mamela, who cares if he's going to feel better in the sukkah, not feel better in the sukkah. The Vard is a chayla, doesn't have to go to the sukkah. He's learning that the patur of the chayla teishu came to do is in the chiv, not in that tzim yeshiva. So,
you know, if you got sick in the sukkah, you woke up in the middle
I hear, of the so even like the Taz, you should stay in, if you're not going to feel better yet. One could have said even, is that there's big raid about, it seems like the Bikur Yankov, the Magen Avraham, they all talk about, what about the first night? There's a big machlokes in the poskim, the first night is mitzdar potter from mitzdar potter min asukkah. Or do you say no, mitzdar is chayv in the chayv, or is mitzdar chayv in sukkah? But there's a big tzad, the Bikur Yankov wants to say, that's all mitzdar in the yeshiva, because it's not a yeshiva sukkah. But in the chiv, it could be the avad your chayv. Why? Because when the chiv to sit in the sukkah, that's teishu kein taduru. So sit, make your sukkah your yeshiva. So I'm not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah more than I do in my house. So whole chidrachim is potter. But l'chayra, the first night of sukkah is the chiv, that's tesvav tesvav. The chiv is not that's teishu kein taduru. The chiv is tesvav tesvav. So even if you can tell me it's star is potter because it's not a cheftz of a yeshiva, so what are you sitting in the sukkah? But l'maisa, there's a new chiv tesvav tesvav. Now it's teishu kein taduru. So memela mechuyev to a whole chidrachim is normally potter. That's only his patur in the chiv. But this guy, L'choy, can go in, he should be mechuyev. So the Bikur Yankov, at the beginning, Tafrei Shemem, declares that maybe Halchi Drachim is going to be chayev the first night. And L'choy, that's pshat in the pickbook. There's a maisa it's really brought down in Mishabura, that if someone is, let's say someone ate in the sukkah while it's raining the first night. Someone ate in the sukkah while it's raining the first night, and then he goes back inside. He goes back inside to finish the meal, whatever. Once it stops raining, he's supposed to go back outside to eat another kazayis of pas, because there's a tzad that maybe mitzvah is potter, and you were never mekayim your mitzvah. So memela, you should go back inside after it stopped raining to mekayim your mitzvah when you're not a mitzvah. So Mishabura says, but let's say you went to sleep already. So he says, there you're not mechuyev to wake up and go back into the sukkah. Why? Because mimon of shach. If mitzvah is chayiv, I ate in the sukkah already while it was raining. And mitzdar is potter, so then I don't have to go now because I'm sleeping. So don't wake me up, I'm mitzdar. That's what Mishabura says. So you're potter mimantra. Well, there's a big malkum pickbook on that. Because you could have heard maybe this is mitzdar is potter, is only in the cheftz of the yeshiva. So to go sit in the sukkah while it's raining, so what's a mimantra? Maybe you'll tell me, really, while I ate in the sukkah, I was potter. I, now that I'm sleeping, this p'tur, that when once you go to sleep, you don't have to go back in. That's only a p'tur in the chiv. It's a teshu kenta dur in the chiv. I don't have to go back in. But now that you're up, you should go back into the sukkah. So there's a makom pikpuk on this mishabur. Maybe you could clear such a tzad. It seems like most acharnim assume that if on the, like the shita said, teshu kenta dur is a potter the first night. It's all p'turim. It seems like they're not mechalik. But akupanim, it seems like l'chora that there's taka two halachas in teishu kein tadur. So, if you go back to the Gemara we started off the Gemara that the Gemara says that the Gemara says shermeginais upardesim are potter bein bayom v'malayla. Abai says al teishu kein tadur, and Rava says a different p'tur because of pirtz akar laganav, that it's a risky business. You're going to set up a sukkah where you're watching your fields. It's not good. So Taisus wants to say avadar Rava holds of teishu kein taduru, and he brings a raya from the brisa that we've spoken at, that the Rambam brings this brisa of teishu kein taduru, that mikan, that there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah 7 days and bring all your nice stuff. So our shaila was, why didn't Taisus bring a raya? If Taisus wants to prove that Rava holds a teishu kein taduru, so why didn't Taisus just bring a raya from Holchei Drachim? The Mamash and Gemara right before Holchei Drachim is potat teishu kein taduru. Taisus himself says that Holchei Drachim is potat teishu kein taduru. But l'chayra, we were saying it's very, very gishmak, because shomi ginus upardesim. What's the problem? Why don't they have to make a sukkah? Says Abai teishvu kein taduru. What's that din? So Dr. Ashi, because when he's going to be sitting in his sukkah in the middle of the field, he's not going to have pillows, he's not going to have gishmak azachin over there, he's not going to be able to sleep, and therefore he's potter for making the sukkah. So, because the sukkah is not going to be a teshvu dika sukkah. It is a kasha, so bring the pillows. So that there's no chiv to go bring pillows if it's a big tircha. So, fine. But lemaisa, he's not going to have a sukkah, which is the teshvu kein tadur dika sukkah. So which p'tur is that? Is that a p'tur in the chiv, or is that a p'tur in the etzim yeshiva? So that's a p'tur in the etzim yeshiva. Meaning the point is that this shermeginu supardesim, when he's sitting in the sukkah, he doesn't have a sukkah, which you can mekayim in that sukkah, teishu kein tadur, because he's not going to have his kelim in the sukkah. So he's not going to have a sukkah, which you can mekayim that din. That's a bias chiddush. That's p'shan shermeginu supardesim. Why is potter? Is because teishu kein taduru, and therefore if you can't make a sukkah, which you'll be mekayim teishvu, so memela, there's no din to sit in the sukkah b'chlal. What's the p'tur holchei ginus holchei drachim? Holchei drachim is the p'tur that we're not menea you from going on your way, because it's if you would stay in your house, you wouldn't go out. So what's that then? That's a p'tur in the chiv, that a person doesn't have to be menea themselves from going. So Taisus wants to prove that Rava holds of the din teishu kein taduru, that the chetz of the yeshiva has to be a yeshiva of teishu kein taduru. You couldn't prove that from Holchei Drachim. Holchei Drachim, you don't see that the yeshiva in the sukkah has to be the yeshiva of teishu kein taduru. You don't see that from Holchei Drachim, because Holchei Drachim is just a p'tur on the chiv. So Taisus brought the brisa later that says teishu kein taduru mikan omru kol shiva sayam oisa adam sukkah sekvah beisay arai, and because, to show us that's a brisa that Rava has to agree with, to show us that the etzim tzura of the mitzvah is teishvu kein taduru, and Mamela Zaktaisa Rava also agrees to that, and that was Taisus's raya. Taisus had to bring a raya from Rav to show that really this din of teishvu kein taduru Rava also holds of. But that's l'chara the two dinim in teishvu kein taduru l'gabi and some of the nafkaminas la'alacha. Just want to fear ois l'chara with this to understand a little bit. Oh, by the way, so I just saw now that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank asks Shaila, even if Shomer Ginus Upardesim is potter min asukah, potter for making a sukkah, because he can't make himself a sukkah, that in that sukkah he's going to have teishu kein taduru. But he asks still, so why is he allowed to eat outside the sukkah? I mean, so he can't make himself a sukkah, so he's still stuck. Saying, but what's his p'tur l'maisa? I'm not sure his cash exactly, but what's his p'tur l'maisa? But I think basically he says this var, because since like we said in the Rambam, the bittul asay, the reason you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah is because you're making somewhere else your bias. But this guy doesn't have a bias. Even his eating outside the sukkah is only going to be eating without mitzvahs and without anything. So that eating is not a bittul asay, bichlal. Because he doesn't have a bias at bichlal. So Mamela, his eating outside is not a steer to, is not making something else kavua because he doesn't have bichlal yeshiva. This guy is not living like a normal person. He's not living with a makom. He doesn't have a makom dira. So when he eats outside the sukkah, he's not eating in a different makom dira. The whole bittul asay is eating in a different makom dira. This guy doesn't have any makom dira bichlal. It's like dairi kedairi enshi. So Mamela doesn't have teshvu kain to do patus him for making a sukkah. And when he's eating, he's not eating. He's not being dar anywhere else. He's not being dar. This guy.
Precedent.
Huh?
You can't use him as a precedent.
For what?
For learning the din. If he's not
the cloud. Well, that's the point, though. I'm saying, that's the whole point, is that you see it from there, that's the mitzvah. That's good for the point, is that the mitzvah is to make a dira ke'en yeshiva in babayis. That's the point.
How does dira start with? What are we talking about?
Well, that's the point. In other words, if the mitzvah just eat in the sukkah. So eat in the sukkah. What's the problem? Why can't this guy eat in the sukkah? But the point is not just, the mitzvah is not just to eat in the sukkah. The mitzvah is to make a dira ke'en yeshiva in the sukkah. This guy, his etzem dira is not ke'en yeshiva, so he's part of the whole mitzvah. So l'chayra, you have to say according to this, is that Tosfos understood that mitzvah is also nechiv. Means mitzvah means that we're not mechayiv you to sit in the sukkah if you're mitzvah, but it's not felt in the etzim yeshiva. That's l'chayra you have to say in Tosfos. Another riot to that also. And as he was asking, I asked another kash also, that Tosfos said that if you want to bring a riot that Rava holds teshuva can't do, Tosfos says that the mitzvah is potter holds teshuva can't do. Rava is the man da omer that says mitzvah is potter. So why is Tosfos running to a brisa? Let's say same in Eir Beir, Rava holds teshuva can't do. But it's kishpart from Tosfos, if that's true, if the Ardiyak is right, is that mitzvah is also only a p'tur in the chiv, not a p'tur in the etzim yeshiva. That the pshat is we're not mechayiv you to sit in the sukkah while you're being mitzvah, but it's not the pshat that it's not a yeshiva sukkah at all. There's another raya to that. It's a little complicated raya, but...
But then how would you not be Yotze Mitzrayim?
So what's with Gshamim in that case? No, first of all, it could be the same thing as Tircha, but Gshamim could be you have a different thing else. So go ahead.
Well, we just said that if it's Al Tircha, then getting there is the issue, but once you're there, it's fine. No.
You're right. There's one type of Tircha of getting there. Another type of Tircha is that we're not mechayiv you to stay there. Because
it's not a pagam that's mishiva sukkah, then
no, but in chalami, but
I'll stay there and make a bracha.
What?
And I'll stay in there.
No, but just like in your bayis, yeah. But it's not the pshat that when I'm sitting, I'm not sitting in the bayis the way I would sit in my bayis. The pshat is that in your bayis you would leave, so you're allowed to leave now. Just like in your bayis you would leave to go on a trip.
But again, does that mean?
But it doesn't mean that if I'm sitting there, and it's according to this, you can make a bracha on mitzvah, because be'etzem maybe it is teshuva kin to do it. I'll bring another lamashal. There's another raya to that. The Ritva brings down a shita that says that the first night of Sukkot, you're supposed to sleep in the sukkah. Also, just like Eid HaKazayis, you're supposed to sleep in the sukkah. So Vastab is supposed to sleep in the sukkah the first night. So that shita of the Ritva has to hold that if you mechayiv to sleep in the sukkah the first night, the pshat is because the limur of Tesvav Tesvav is not the pshat that. Stam Ida Kazayis. The Vard is be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, that which is normally rishus on the rest of the days. On Sukkot, on the first night, it becomes a chiv. Now that shita holds that mitzdayer. This is a machlik zushem, but that he also brings down that shita holds that mitzdayer is chayiv. Mitzdayer is chayiv the first night. L'chor is very shver because if mitzdayer is not a yeshiva sukkah. So then why would you be chayiv? The whole mitzvah is not to stam to eat a kazayis in the sukkah, because he holds you're supposed to sleep in the sukkah. So obviously the mitzvah is to make a yeshiva sukkah. Right? That's what that shita holds. If that's true, so then why do you sit in the sukkah if you're mitzvah? Being mitzvah is not a yeshiva sukkah. So l'choy, he holds like this thing, that mitzvah is only a tour in the chiv. I'm not mechayiv you to stay in the sukkah if you're being mitzvah, but it doesn't take away the etzem yeshiva sukkah.
Then what? And by the rain also?
There was just Gshamim could be different. This is what I want to get. This famous Goin. The Goin says that the Pshan Yardu Gshamim, this is what I want to theorize with this, a couple of hours in this Nekuda. That the Goin says that Yardu Gshamim is not a sukkah. It's a Lashon Goin. I couldn't find this morning, but it's Lashon Goin. I think it's a Shulchan Aruch. But that the Goin says that Yardu Gshamim, it's in the sukkah. It's not a sukkah. That's why you're potter. So, what does that mean? It's not a sukkah. So I saw some people ask. The Heintig people ask. So every time it stops raining, it should be possible. Classic elimination. because it's not raining. You didn't make the sukkah. So the point is that what he means to say is like what we said. If you make a sukkah in a place, you can't sleep. So pshat is that it's not a makum dira. It's not a sukkah which is ra'i to be makayim in there teishvu kein taduru. The sukkah has to be that's your makum dira. And the klapi, you're makum dira. If it's raining in there, so it's not a makum dira. It's not a sukkah which is royal dira. That's what it means. It's not a sukkah. It means it's not a makum that you can makayim teishu kain to do it in there. So, lachar you could bring a couple of aras to this. Is that you find very interesting tzach? Is that the shear when it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch? How big is the shear that you can't sit in the sukkah if it's raining? So it says there that Yarduk Shomer is a nichnas l'sukkah bais me'ema saimuto l'fanes mishiyard l'sukkah sukkah tipois shimiplu l'sukkah tavshel yivso afil tavshel shalpul that the shear is if it rains it's going to ruin the mikveh and it's going to ruin the soup the food. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks that means even if you personally are not being mitzdaya right now. Means this shear has nothing to do with whether you're being mitzdayer. It's a new shear that the pshat is that the food is getting ruined. Now, if who care if you're not being mitzdayer, so what do I care if the food is getting ruined? What shaychus? So, he's saying you're not being mitzdayer.
Some people are mitzdayer when the food is.
Oh, so that's true. But he says here, and not only that, it's meduik mamish klar that it's a separate shear. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says, the Rama says, "Vafil in a tavshel lefanov." But it's a shear. So even if you don't have food in front of you, but this is a certain shear. Now, umisha in a baki bezeh shear. If you can't figure out that shear, so yishayer miyardu kol kach gisham lebayis ma yotzei misukasei. You should mishayer how much rain will come in that you have to leave your sukkah. Well, we're talking about a guy that can't be mishayer. So now you could be mishayer that. I mean, what is? I thought you just. What does he mean? What does he b'chali mean? This dear. So he says, obviously, that's a much bigger sheer amount of rain. That's a much bigger amount of rain that you would have to leave your house. That's the amount of rain that you have to leave. Now the Goyim says on that, if you have to leave the house, the tam de mitzdar potter alt mitzdar. Leave, go back into your house alt mitzdar. It means l'chora, what's going on here is like this: is that there's a sheer that. Even if you're not mitzdar, you don't mind a couple drops on your shoulder. But if the food will get ruined, you're allowed to go inside. What's the yisur of the p'tur? The yisur of the p'tur is like the goyim. Is that this be'etzim p'tur is that this is not a mokum dira. It's not a mokum royal dira. You can't live in a place that your food gets ruined. You can't eat there. Not because you're being mitzdar. It's a new p'tur that it's not a mokum dira b'chlal. So mameila, that's the shear of Achit. Now, if you can't be Meshire that, then you have to wait till a much bigger shear. You have to wait till the shear that you would personally be Mitzdar in your house, and therefore you're allowed to go inside also. So that's a much bigger shear, but there's also a Ptur Mitzdar, meaning the Etzim Ptur is not ultimate star. Rain is not Pata ultimate star. Rain is Pata because it ruins your food, and you can't live in a place that you can't have food.
How can you be Machmer if, on the other hand, the longer you stay, that you're Nikra Hedi?
It doesn't make a difference. The nice you have to stay out Shayitza Safa Miluba. If you can't be Mishar, you have to stay out Shayitza Safa Miluba. So you have to stay out Shayitza Safa Miluba. So that's Lashon brought down. So now, so it's like, so, Lachor, it's clear that there's mamash two shiurim over here. There's a shiur in the Etzim Sukkah, and then there's a shiur, if you can't do that, there's a shiur in Mitzdar also. And it's very meduyik, because it says, later, it says that if you're sleeping in the Sukkah, so what's the shiur? So the Lavush speaks out, I think it's on Mishabur also, but the Lavush speaks out like this. Umishu Yoshim Basukov Yaduk Sham ain't sark lashar bakhtesh iskalkal atavshil. Tibukshamuatam yesh tsar lishan. So if you're sleeping, you don't have to wait till the tavshil will get ruined. We're talking about a tavshil, you're sleeping.
Means
at
a
mouth. But tavshil means you're personally not being mitzdar. So why would I have to wait? So what shaykh is the shear of if the vart of ruining the tavshil is mitzdar, so.
No.
When I'm eating, that's the tsar.
Because there's also.
Oh, so he's saying like this: is that even when you're sleeping, batim there'll be havamina. You have to wait until the shear. You have to have a shear that ruins the sukkah because it's not a varat tsar. Zokter, no. When you're sleeping, the shear mitzar is less than asher tisa makbe. In other words, that there's a shear that ruins your food. Then there's a shear mitzar. So when you're when you're eating, when you're awake, the shir mitzar is more than if it would ruin your food. So if you don't know the shir of ruining food, you have to wait till your mitzar. But when you're sleeping, the shir mitzar is less than if it would be ruining your food. And mamela, you could leave earlier and you don't have to wait till it ruins the sukkah. But that's a ptur taka. That, and you're leaving out mitzar. You're not leaving out in by sukkah.
What? Between those two shirim, it's not a problem. It's not
very
the same. It has to be like a deer.
No, I'm saying, between the stam is always, no, because I don't know if that ruins the sukkah.
No, but the sukkah is not...
You're mitzvah, but let's say that someone's not mitzvah. No, that's already on you, it's not inside the sukkah. That's you personally, let's say someone that could last in much longer rain.
If you're right for your deer, right? If you're in the place where you already have a pocket thing on them, right?
No. Here, you're saying that the rain should do that? I don't know if the rain could do that. Here. There's one interesting aura. What?
You could have it because here when it starts drizzling in Miami, you can start pouring in a second. So it could be like you're in a neighborhood that's dangerous. Because all of a sudden you could be soaked.
Right.
It's very hard to be Mishan. Last night it started to rain at about 5 to 4. And I woke up, it's like very, you're like half asleep and it's raining and you're trying to figure out if there's enough rain that you're coming that you're supposed to go outside.
If it's enough rain that woke you up, l'chaira means that you should be a potter.
That one I didn't feel. 5 to 4.
I'm with you on that 5 to 4 one, yeah. So,
usually you'll have other people in the neighborhood will be masking to you what time it rains.
No. There's one grada, one ara, one kasha that I had, that the Ochara is a kasha on the Mishabur brings down from the Chayadam, a very interesting halacha. Let's say it's not raining, but let's say the it's cold. So he says if it's cold, the shear is that it would freeze the food. It's very talk lots of chicken mustard doesn't feel like a lachakhon. Yeah, it's not a lachem asin. Woodenim ace car shemachol mashmeinim nekrashim lefanav yochol ochlo bebayis vein tzach lachzar chigmur sudasim. So l'chera, what's pshat in that din? Why is he making a shear that your food is gonna? You should get, make a shear that if you're cold, go inside. Why is he making a shear of your food? L'chera, the Chayyadim is saying is that cold is also like rain. That if it's gonna ruin your food, so mamela, if it's gonna ruin your food, you can go inside because not a makom roi ladira because you can't have food over there. But the problem is that he says, "Vein tzach lachzar chigmur sudasav." Afil oichal achak kach machol machayim sheinim nekrashim. Then you have to go inside. But he says, if you could make your food warm, or you could serve foods that aren't going to get frozen, so mamela you should serve those foods and stay in the sukkah. So chayr it's very shver because the chayr if it's a shear has nothing to do with what you're personally eating. It's a shear in the sukkah that the sukkah can't have these foods and it's nikrash. So chayr it sounds like more like he's learning that it's a ptur mitzar. There's a ptur mitzar. It has nothing to do with the food. Lachayr it has to do with you personally if you're too cold to stay in the sukkah. Are in the Chayyadim.
Lachari, the cold has to be different because the whole sukkah is supposed to be cold. That's the whole thing with that.